James Morrison and Nelly Furtado there with Broken String, 6:07, and you are joining me, Deborah, on the all-new Jam Break. Liang is away all of this week, but instead, I have guests on my show today. I have the two ladies who are the brains behind Narratives in Malaysian Art. Now, it's a series of books about Malaysian art. Welcome to the show, Beverly and Hanim. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Deborah. Thanks for having us.
No pleasure. So, I hear that the two of you are on a bit of a mission to reinstill pride for Malaysian art via your four-part book series called Narratives in Malaysian Art. Can you walk us through the pivotal moment that made you decide this had to be done?
Well, I think actually the idea of a book of writing on Malaysian art has been a very long time coming. I think many of us in the art community have talked about having to do this. So really it was more, I think more of a matter of just a matter of deciding that it could be done and okay. then just working out how we could do it.
Did you face challenges when you decided to do it? Like, was it hard to find people who were on board?
I think many people, many writers, artists, have been supportive all the way.
Right.
And we did talk to quite a few people when we first started talking to each other. And both of Hanim and I come from different arts backgrounds.
Okay.
But we've known each other for quite a number of years, I think, in different capacities.
Okay.
So... it was just felt that time was right, really. Right. I think around early 2009 we started talking.
Right, so 2009, and you released the first volume in July this year?
Yeah.
Right, okay. We're going to be finding out more about that, but for now, this is Paula Abdul with Cold Hearted on Capital FM 88.9. Ollie Mers there with Heart Skips a Beat, 6:16, and you are joining me, Deborah, on the all-new Jam Break. Now, today I am talking to Beverly and Hanim. They are the brains behind a series of books called Narratives in Malaysian Art. Now, you released the first volume in July, Imagining Identities. So tell us a bit about the book. Now, what's your favourite part of this particular volume? Either one of you ladies, would you like to tell me about it?
Okay, first of all, let me just say that it's great to be able to have brought together important texts by senior writers.
Mm-hmm.
In this first volume, we have managed to reprint like 5 seminal essays.
Wow.
And we think that we think are very significant.
Okay.
So we had Reza Piadasa, the late Reza Piadasa's
okay.
text, and also the late Syed Ahmad Jamal. And Sulaiman Esel, Zainul Abidin Sharif, and TK Sabapati.
Okay.
Who are all very, very important people in the Malaysian art landscape.
Okay.
So, it's particularly interesting because in this volume, we have managed to gather both senior and new writers. Okay, and from different, from different generations, different camps, and to be able to compare what was said in the past and what is being thought about now.
Wow, that would be interesting. So at the launch, you would have had these senior and these younger artists.
Yeah.
Was there any tension at all?
No, I don't think so. I think it was actually a lovely reunion. And the book itself, I think a lot of our purpose in doing this was to bring together these different generations,
mm-hmm.
To I suppose pass down knowledge that we've inherited from senior artists and writers. And the theme of the first volume, which is Imagining Identities, and when Hanim says there are camps, obviously there are different interest groups over the years. And Imagining Identities is really about trying to tell the story of Malaysia through the story of its art and its artists. So I think this is the sort of flavor of the volume, and that's perhaps. What differentiates it from the next ones that will come out.
Okay, so we've got lots to look forward to. We are still going to be speaking to the ladies, but this is Diana King now with Sweeter on Caps FM 88.9. Imagine Dragons with It's Time, 6:26, and you are joining me, Deborah, on the all-new Jam Break. And today on the show, we are getting into Malaysian art. I'm talking to the authors behind a very awesome series of books. It's called Narratives in Malaysian Art, Beverly and Hanim. So I wanted to find out from you ladies, what is your background in Malaysian arts and what are some elements in Malaysian art that actually makes you really proud and made you get into what you do now?
I graduated in fine art from ITM in 1994,
mm-hmm.
and continue to practice as an artist. But I have also been an active curator, writer and organizer in art since the mid-90s.
Wow.
I think what is particularly special about the art scene in Malaysia is its multifarious cultural landscape, its variety.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, because you've been curating since like the 90s, have you seen a difference in like an evolution in the art scene?
Yes, because, you know, art has become really wide now. So anything can be art.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the currently now, I think the scopes have developed into more experimental,
right.
You know, and because of the new media also.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Beverly? How did you get into the Malaysian art scene?
Well, I'm not an artist, unfortunately. I studied literature and art history in the UK at university, and I came back to KL and joined an art gallery.
Right.
I ran that for about 10 years. I think when I came back, art was an important way for me to learn more about Malaysia.
Okay.
And it opened my eyes to a lot of situations and issues. I was away for 12 years as a student. And I think I'd agree with Hanim, you know, that the range of backgrounds, the training and practices of Malaysian artists make the scene really rich and interesting. I also think it's a scene that keeps reinventing itself,
right.
And questioning itself, and then also thinking of ways to improve. I think we have quite a strong community, although it's grown so much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's fantastic working with the people we do, and we're really privileged to work with the artists and the art workers.
Right, cool. We're going to find out more about those books. But for now, this is Billy Myers with Tell Me on Couch FM 88.9. Billy Myers there with Tell Me. It is 6:32 and you are joining me, Deborah, on the all-new Jam Break. And we are still talking to Beverly and Hanim. They are the brains behind Narratives in Malaysian Art. They recently released the first volume, Imagining Identities, in July. So I wanted to find out, so the aim of the books, is it public appreciation? Or do you think it's more for academic use? Like, would we have it as part of the school curriculum one day?
Well, we hope there's a little bit for everybody. I think one of the main purposes is to document what's been happening in Malaysian art,
right.
And gather writing on Malaysian art. It's about sort of maintaining heritage and also stimulating more thinking about it, greater awareness, both by the public and by our own artists and art students. So it's for the art community, it's for the public. Obviously, we'd love, I think all love to see more arts and cultural education on the school syllabus.
Yeah.
This book perhaps might be more of a catalyst or an inspiration for art teachers,
right.
School teachers to think about it. It's probably more for university level or art school level education.
Okay, very good. Now, if you want to find out more about the books, we are telling you just about that in a few minutes. This is Fergie now with Clumsy on Caps FM's all-new Jam Break. Edwin Collins there with the wickedly wonderful A Girl Like You. 6:41, you are tuned in to the all-new Jam Break on Caps FM. Joining me, Deborah, today on the show are the very brainy ladies behind Narratives in Malaysian Art. They are Beverly and Hanim. Now, I wanted to find out. Now, I think for all us ladies that want to know that art can be a bit snooty. Now, would you say that art is for snooty people? And if it is, what's your best piece of advice for us non-snooty arty people?
This is a funny question. Okay, my answer is, while the art market is often painted as exclusive, we should keep in mind that artists in general aren't making work just for collectors.
Right.
They're aiming to reach a much broader audience.
Mm.
So my suggestion is, start early. If you have kids, please bring them to see art.
Okay.
I myself got 3 grown-up children already, and I've been exposing them to art since they were babies.
Right.
So by their teens now, I think they are already able to appreciate and understand art and culture.
Okay.
And much Malaysian art reflects our society and our nation and can help us to think in new, inspiring and critical ways about the different issues and situations we face.
Okay. Very cool. I like looking at it like that. Not so much of like an art, but something you can learn from.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes.
All right, ladies. Almost time for me to say goodbye to you, but please tell me where these books are available and when can we expect the next 3 volumes?
MPH is the distributor for the book, Rogue Art, that's us, and we're the publishers. So most MPH stores around the country will be carrying it.
Okay.
Kinokuniya and KLCC as well, and hopefully it should be coming out in other bookstores as we go along.
Right.
It's for the first volume, it took us about 2 years longer than we thought it would. So we're well into volume two now. Hopefully that will be early next year. Okay. And wrap up everything by the end of 2013.
Woohoo!
We hope that's possible.
Awesome. And if we want to find out more, do you have a website or anything that we can check out?
Absolutely. Please visit www.narrativesinmalaysianart.blogspot.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies, for being on the show with me today. It has been so much fun learning about Malaysian art from you girls. Thank you, Deborah. This is Lady Gaga now with The Edge of Glory on Caps FM's All New Jam Break.